Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Engineer, Bill the Producer. Patrick is hanging over, at least for the first segment here from our boating show today, Captain Patrick, because we're going to talk a little bit about an email I received this week from a lady. Let's see. I want to make sure I get it right. Marlies, I guess that's how she says her name. Marlies, she's in Thailand. Let me see if I can get her. How would you?
Marlici. Right.
Did she ask you for a credit card number?
What?
Did she ask for a credit card number?
Is she billing you by the minute?
She's in Thailand, not Nigeria. Marlies Tumodo. Oh.
Nigeria has no internet right now. Didn't you listen to the previous show?
No. No one does. No, Marlies Tumulo.
Of the Thailand Tumulo.
Tumulo.
Meg. She likes to be called Meg.
We're going to connect on Skype, and I'll find out for sure. Maybe we'll actually have her on the show. But I wanted to talk about this email we received from Marlies, because she sent me an email and said that she has listened to the show.
Liar!
Good point. Good point. Actually, now you look at that, it doesn't say she's listened to the show. It just says she's aware of Scuba Radio.
Someone told me this happens.
And she found out about this competition called the Best Dive Job in the World. And there's a dive operation in Bali. I think it's called Blue Season. And this is the second time they've done this competition where they call it the Win the Best Dive Job in the World.
Oh!
What?
I'm sorry, Greg.
Okay.
Apparently, a dive operation in Bali is giving away your gig.
Okay, don't take a giant stride entry above me yet. Just follow me here. They've been doing this for a couple years. They did this last year. And, you know, I heard a little bit about something. It was an online competition, and you had to do like a little one-minute video of why you should be chosen to get the best dive job in the world. And what it was was PADI dive instructor certification in Bali at this resort, and they would pay for your accommodations and your training and get you certified as a dive instructor for free. So it's a great gig, don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, but that sounds like work, Greg. I mean, I hate to bring this up.
Well,
The best gigs in any industry are not the people that do the work. It's the people that write magazine articles about them, do radio shows about them, do travel TV shows. Those are the people that have the best gigs, not the people that do actual work.
Well, yeah, but it is a pretty cool job to work in Bali.
Okay, now, let me throw out there an alternative to this guy's job.
Well, it's a girl.
What, guy, girl, whatever. So, Thailand. So here's the best job ever, according to them.
Right.
We'll pay for where you live, we'll pay for what you eat, we'll pay for your training, and then you can teach people how to dive in Bali.
Yes, in paradise.
On the other side of that,
You
work for 2 hours a week on a Saturday, and when you're not working on a Saturday, you're traveling around the world, potentially to Bali, to dive at this exact same resort.
All right, so you're saying that the best dive job in the world competition should be amended to say the best dive job in the world available. Because gig is already taken. I got this gig.
No, I actually think that the contest should be win the best dive job available, and you should be out on your ass. This is no way for me to treat you on a day where you help me move, is it?
I don't know. Let me consult the president, the owner.
The president of Overboard Entertainment?
Yes.
All right, let's see. Let's give him a quick call. Hold on. I've got his cell phone number. Should I call him on his cell phone? I'll call him on his cell phone, and we'll get a hold of him on...
see what he thinks about this.
We'll call him. We'll call the president of Overboard Entertainment and see if you can be replaced through this contest. Yeah. We will call... Right there. There's the number. I'm just going to dial it up right here. I'm going to pull it up right here. Yeah. And, yeah, you can hear that. There it is.
Right.
And
right.
I'm going to call for, and then this one here and that one there.
Mr. President.
And then, right. And then there. And then there. And then we should be able to hear it ringing now.
All right.
And I don't know if it'll go to voicemail or not, or if he's going to pick up. Well, I don't know, but we're going to call the president of Overboard Entertainment, the man who's in charge of this radio show and Just Plain Radio. And
hello.
Look at that. We've got on the phone right now the president of Overboard Entertainment. Good to have you with us today, sir.
Yeah, it's very good to be here.
All right. Now, we got to make sure that we've got... So we've got you on the air, and we were talking about something. There's a contest in Bali to win the best dive job in the world, and I was suggesting that maybe Greg should have to give up his gig if they were actually giving away the best dive job in the world. The best dive job in the world is clearly being the host of Scuba Radio, and you, as the president of Overboard Entertainment, get to say yay or no, yay or nay. Do we do this?
Well, yay or nay is the answer.
Yes,
is that what it should be? Yay or nay?
No, one or the other, Mr. President.
Oh, one or the other. Okay, man, I'm going to have to think about this some more.
We haven't mentioned your name because you didn't say your name when you picked up the phone.
It's Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. President.
Uh-huh.
Does Greg have to give up his job so that someone else can win the best job in the dive industry?
Well, I do agree that there could be a level of false advertising going on here, because best dive job in the world definitely is the job that Greg has hosting Scuba Radio.
Yes, I agree.
10%. And I'm not giving it up.
Well, yeah, and I don't blame him. He has been a star employee for almost 15 years here at Scuba Radio. He's won tons of accolades, lots of positive reviews. All right, he has some character flaws, but don't we all?
Just a few. But they're all minor. And look at me. I'm handsome.
Yeah, he is. He's a very handsome man.
I don't know how Phil Hendry does radio, but go on.
Not like this.
and so, for that reason alone, I think we're really not in a position to replace him. He's invaluable.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I agree. 110%. I really appreciate the support.
No, don't mention it, Greg. You are the man.
Yeah, I am.
Phil?
Well, I certainly hope you go to the Scuba Radio page on Facebook so you can see the video of that shenanigan. Mr. President, thank you very much for your time today. We'll let you go now.
You got to remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Doesn't Greg always say that?
I do. Thanks for quoting me. You're awesome.
Yeah, see you, Greg.
You got it. See you, Mr. President.
Wow. That was really hard to do.
You would think... You would think with all the years that he's been doing radio, he could have done another voice. Maybe throwing an accent in there.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
He didn't even try. He literally phoned it in.
Hey, that's the sign of a true professional.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, what, laziness?
So here's the good news. Greg, we called the president of Overboard Entertainment. And somehow managed to occasionally have your microphone on at the same time. And yes, we were able to talk to him. And no, you don't have to give up your job, which means they have to change the name of this contest.
Yes. So it should be
either the second best job available in radio, I mean in the dive industry, or the best dive job available.
Yeah, best dive job in the world available. And that is to be a paddy dive instructor at this resort
in Bali.
Now, I got to give props to Marlies because she did send us an email. She's in one of the, I guess she's in the finals. They've narrowed this down. This has been going on for a
few
months.
So she might win. She might have the second best job in radio in the dive industry.
It.
Wow.
And she was recruiting our support. Like I said, whether she listens to the show or not, probably not, because
if she did, she'd have known.
She wouldn't have bothered.
No,
but Marlies, I better get her name right. Where is it again?
Near the bottom?
Yeah, Marlies. Tamulo.
Tamulo.
Best dive job in the world competition. Vote for her.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, 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 we'll twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
Yeah, that is the Scuba Cowboy. Butt Morris is going to join us a little bit later. He's finishing up the final mix of his latest Trop Rock album. And we're going to preview one of the cuts on
it today.
Trop Rock. Yes.
That's better than Flop Rock.
What do you mean, flop? Well, he might try that, too.
Flip-flop rock?
Yeah. He might have one of the best jobs in the world as well. Best
he's got to go out and I'll bet you sometimes his gigs last longer than your gigs, since yours
is true.
2 hours on a Saturday.
Yeah, he has to sit there and sing and play and perform, play guitar.
And come up with creative things.
Yeah, but he's very good at it. And we're going to touch base with him, see how he's doing on his latest mix down of the CD. And debut one of the songs on today's big show. Now, Marlies Tamulo, that is her name, who emailed us about the best dive job in the world. It's best dive job Marlise.com, and Marlise Tumulo is the name. Now, you can go to that website and then look up her name and vote for her, I believe, or maybe you can post on her video or whatever, you know. And we'll get a link up at Facebook for her and hopefully talk to her next Saturday on the show. But they're in, like, the final week of deciding, I guess, who's going to get this gig as a paddy dive instructor in Bali at their resort, Blue Season Bali, I believe is the name of the resort. And it'll be a seven-month internship where she'll learn how to be a dive instructor and have all her accommodations and stuff paid for. So it is a pretty good gig, but is it the best dive job in the world?
Negative.
Well, hell no. I got that. It's the best dive job in the world that's available. Because, you know, at least till I get picked off by a sniper outside our new broadcast facility, because we have floor-to-ceiling windows.
Yes.
And we're very I'm very exposed right now. I'm kind of like a diver in a fishbowl. I'm like that diver who's like bubbles pop out every few seconds, you know? I'm like the air filter in an aquarium. That's how I feel right now, Bill, don't you? Just a tad? You're kind of blocked off.
Hold on, just for a quick second. Do you think that the deep-sea diver in a fishbowl is a likely subject of assassination attempts? Because that's really what got you there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't know where he's been.
No. Yeah. You don't know about his past.
These divers, they're a tricky bunch.
Yeah, that is true.
They're a twisted bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it is a great idea. This best dive job in the world campaign that this dive operation in Bali is doing.
But...
Yahoo!
God bless you and
it's
your
children.
It's cold
in here in the new broadcast facility, too, evidently.
It's comfortable.
Wow. Excuse me.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got a really good gig. I mean, it took me a year and a half to come up with a weekend where you'd be available to help me move.
Good point. And we did that. But those are, you know, that's where how I give back. You know, yeah, I have the best gig, best dive job in the world, and I have to help out my dive buddies.
Yes.
And so I help.
You may have the best radio job in the world, too, by the way.
I may have the best radio job.
You come in,
job.
You talk for 2 hours, and you go home. And then the next week you travel to the Galapagos, and the next week you're in the Bahamas, and then the next week you're in Fiji. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good gig. But you haven't been to Bali.
I have not been to Bali. So, which goes to show why I spent so much time on this at the beginning of the show, because I figure
if I
gave them that much of a plug, they're going to say, Greg, look, you got us. We don't want you to expose, you know, us for false advertising of the best dive job in the world. How about you come out here for an all-expenses-paid trip to dive with us at Blue Season Bali, and we'll take care of everything for you.
Yeah, chances.
And that producer you have... Just tell him to stay there.
That's pretty much how you tell me all the stories go. That's how I hear it. I hear it that, oh, you know what? They said you couldn't come.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, but they preemptively said, no, don't bring him.
Bill, the plane's already too full.
Yeah. Yes. There are weight concerns.
All right. And we do have Captain Patrick here helping us out a little bit today. So, Patrick, do you believe I have the best dive job in the world? I mean, obviously, Bill has stated his piece. What do you think?
Seeing as how I know pretty much absolutely nothing about diving,
right?
I will have to say...
Well, let's put it into this perspective. Every week, Captain Patrick is with us on the World of Boating radio show.
Yep.
And he's the boating professional. He's the guy who actually has a job in boating, building boats, getting new clients into their boats, teaching them boats, going fixing boats. This is his job in boating.
Right.
Do you think Greg has the best job in boating as the occasional host of a weekly radio show?
No.
I don't?
No.
Who has
so
the best
is that because you don't think his job is a boating job?
Look, if I spotted him the B and the T, he'd be lucky to spell it.
That's terrible.
That is wrong.
All right, go.
I'll just stick to diving.
Let's call the president.
But if you have any suggestions on who has a better gig in the dive industry than me, please feel free to share at 888-88-SCUBA.
888-88-SCUBA. He's dead.
He still
has a better job.
He had to work way too much.
And that's really the point I'm getting at.
Oh.
A job where you have to work hard at it, even if you love that job, is not as good of a job as your job, which you occasionally complain about. Oh, it was terrible. I only was on first class for one leg of my trip.
Well, yeah,
to
but
Fiji.
It was a 4-hour flight.
He did complain about that mahogany paneling.
It's, you know, there are some necessary things.
They
that
almost
I have to
ran
tolerate.
Out of caviar. So you don't always enjoy your job. But it's always a better job than somebody who has to really honestly work. Right?
I love what I do. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, if I didn't love it, I couldn't do it. Oh, wait a minute. That's not true.
You know what? You know, if this was your job and you didn't love it, but you liked it enough to keep doing it, you could keep doing it.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I can't really think of anyone as a better gig. It is a great job I have. But if you have any suggestions, 888-88-SCUBA. Otherwise, vote for Marlise. We'll see if we can talk to her. The problem is she's upside down. She's
I can
in
see
Thailand.
Why that would be an issue.
No, she is not.
She is in upside. She's literally 12 hours flipped on our time schedule. So it's middle of the night there, and you know I have. You know
she calls herself a dive instructor, and she's not awake in the middle of the night.
Good point. All right, call her up right now. We'll see. We'll get someone on there. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Captain Patrick hanging out with me today, too. Hanging over from our boat show to just reinforce the fact that I do have the best dive job in the world.
No, you lock the studio door. I can't get out.
Or that. last week, I was talking about how Nancy Grace was referring to her octopus as a spider. And I guess that has created some chatter.
Your comment or her comment?
My comment. For taking her to task.
Okay.
About that case of that Australia, or the couple that went to Australia.
Right.
Lady didn't come back.
Right.
They're on their honeymoon.
Gabe Watson. That's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing I was saying, like, I feel probably the guy's guilty. You know, he went over there on his honeymoon. Stuff didn't add up. But when I saw this report on Nancy Grace on Headline News, she's referring to her octopus as a
spider.
Spider. She's talking about how she had an incident at 140 feet, which is outside the recreational dive limit. And she's acting like she's some experienced scuba diver that knows that he is lying, that he is, this could have never happened. He's a rescue diver, so he knows how to deal with this. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not true. It actually could happen, whether you believe he's guilty or not.
It could happen.
It definitely could happen. And by her saying what she had said on her TV show, she was just making his defense.
But, Greg, I was at 150 feet.
Nah.
And look at the size of my nostrils. Can you know how much air I breathe?
Look at them flare.
Yeah, but see, they wouldn't flare so much because the depth, they would be compacted. They'd be under pressure. They'd be smaller.
No, let me tell you about
my twins.
No. Anyway, she was making her ignorance was actually making the defense case. The guys on Scuba Board are evidently split on this as well. We're going to try to check in with NetDoc right after the Dan tip. And we have the Scuba Cowboy coming up as well. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 256. Octopus have been known to eat crabs. That being said, it is not advisable to stuff one into your board shorts in a misguided effort to alleviate that surprise gift you got from your last lover. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Diving with medical issues, Greg.
We're going to be here for a while, aren't we?
Why do you say that?
There are a lot of medical issues out there.
Well, that's true. And if you went through them all one by one, yes, it would take ages. But as far as a safety tip for diving with medical issues is concerned, it comes down to three little words.
Don't do it.
Nope, it's tell the truth.
Ah, as in tell the truth about any medical condition you may have?
Exactly.
Are you saying folks lie about having medical conditions, Nick?
Well, we'd like to believe they don't, but yes, we've known it to happen a time or two.
So why is it so important to tell the truth?
Well, setting aside the whole legal aspect of it, which I'm not going to get into here, but being honest about any medical condition you have can have repercussions on your safety.
You mean in case something goes wrong?
That, and being able to incorporate any necessary adaptations into your initial dive plan, which hopefully will help to avoid problems in the first place. But if something were to go wrong, and you need medical assistance, the more accurate the information your care providers have, the better able they are to treat you.
Okay, but I know divers who are afraid they won't be allowed to dive if they admit they're less than perfectly healthy.
I understand that. But that's really old school thinking. We know a lot more about diving physiology and diving medicine, and we've learned a lot in the last decade or so, and we're still learning more every day. Medical conditions that used to mean automatic preclusion or exclusion from diving don't necessarily mean that anymore.
Like diabetes.
Like diabetes. It used to be that if you admitted to having diabetes, you were automatically done, out of the water, finito. But now, we've learned so much about diabetes and diving and how the two interact that it's just not necessarily the case anymore.
What about dive operators who won't let you dive if you check a yes on the medical form? I mean, I know divers that have done everything right and are still refused a spot on the boat because of a medical condition.
You have to understand that dive operators have liability issues to consider. But again, I'm not getting into legalities today. At the end of the day, each operator has the last word in how to run their own business. What I recommend, and I'm trying to advocate, is taking a work as a team approach.
How so?
To begin, start by being proactive and considerate. A great way to approach this is to call the dive operator ahead of time and find out what kind of documentation they might need in order to have your yes turn into a non-exclusion. When you are able to collect that documentation, and that might mean seeing your doctor and sending them down information or documentation that supports your physical ability to dive safely, they're likely to say yes to you diving. It's much better to know that information before you get on the plane and go down there than it is on the first day of the trip.
So what if you're not sure whether your medical condition will keep you out of the water?
Talk to your doctor about it. If you're concerned that your doctor is not a diving medical specialist, your doctor is welcome to call Dan and ask for particular guidance and support. If we don't know, we also have a pool of referral specialists that we can use as additional clinical resources both for us and your physician. Remember that the medical community is not out to keep you from diving. We're out to make sure that you dive safely.
So what's the bottom line here, Nick?
If you have a medical condition, be honest about it. Lying about it or trying to hide it in your medical forms can lead to serious problems. The folks leading your dives or running your dive trips need to know if there are special considerations that are pertinent to you that they need to know about.
Because being honest in this situation really can impact your safety.
And that's the truth.
If you're a diver living with a medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean your diving days are done, but it does mean you need to be honest about it. For your own safety and the safety of those around you, if you're asked, tell the truth. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so I mentioned Nancy Grace kind of screwed up on headline news last week covering that story about the couple in Australia. At least, you know, when you call your octopus, your alternate air source, a spider as opposed to the octopus, that's a red flag to me that you weren't trained properly. Something's wrong there. And you shouldn't be mouthing off as some kind of expert on diving or that you have any kind of clue whatsoever of what you're talking about. That makes us look bad. That's not good at all. Captain Patrick?
Have you never listened to Nancy Grace before?
Evidently, no. And I kick myself for doing that now.
Short on facts, long on wind. That's her MO.
Yeah. Well, they make a Beano for that, don't they?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nancy Grace is not what we like to call a reasoned individual.
Yes. Well, I won't fault CNN in general. I mean, I got to say, overall with the media, when it comes to divers and dive-related stories, shark attacks, and like, they never get it right. They're so messed up, lazy reporters. But I will give CNN some props this week because they did. They have this CNN hero thing where they give accolades to someone who's done something good for the Earth or planet or the world in general.
Yes, or
and
Mars.
They recognize Ken Niedermeyer, founder and president of the Key Largo-based Coral Restoration Foundation. We've had Ken on the show before because he's trying to transplant coral reefs down there in the Keys and has made some pretty good progress and is trying to do what he can to help transplant reefs, bring them back that have been damaged and like transplant a reef like a garden, growing this stuff and seeing if he can help Mother Nature along. Especially along the coral reef. So he has been named a CNN hero. And I think that's a long time coming for that guy. He's been doing this for a few years, doing great work, and it's good to see that he's getting some recognition. Now, I hope there's no truth to the rumor that he's going to be on Nancy Grace tonight.
That is not true.
Okay.
Not true. I've double-checked the research on that. Not true at all.
Because I figured she'd take him to task or going down there and trying to save the reef without using a spider.
Right. Well, because if the coral is dying, what you do is you let it use your alternate air source.
Yeah, you let the spider crawl all around the
reef. Yeah, you let it breathe on the coral so that it can survive.
Yeah.
But do you really think Gabe Watson was guilty? Really?
I do. Okay. I don't buy it. There's a lot of...
What was the motive?
Money.
Money.
There was no money.
No, there was.
Yeah,
there was.
There's a life insurance policy.
Well,
went to his wife's family.
Yeah, but he didn't get it.
Right.
But who says he wasn't?
Hold on.
He was hoping to get it.
Wait a second.
But I'm just saying, do I think he did? I think he did it. Okay, so what?
But hold on.
What do I know? I know about diving, and I know if you're going to make a case for him being guilty.
Dismissed, by the way. I mean, he was not found not guilty. It was dismissed by the judge.
Yeah, the judge pretty much laughed at the prosecution and said, you have no case.
Yeah, there's no murder weapon. There's no
motive.
There's no sign of... And I'm going to let you know that I had been led to believe from what I read that the charge of motive was that she had life insurance, which he was the beneficiary of, but you say she had life insurance, but he was not the beneficiary.
Correct.
I mean, it wasn't something that was challenged. It was something that he just wasn't the beneficiary of, and that would be a dumb way to go if what you were trying to do was to get money to not make sure you get the money.
Well, right. he tried to claim some travel insurance or something, supposedly.
There's it wasn't any great. It wasn't like it was $1 million.
Well, yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, I don't really want to get into the details.
Okay, never mind.
I've seen enough, and I've read enough to think that, okay, look, something looks like it could be amiss.
Wait a second.
That's my feeling. I don't know. The way he described the accident, the story changed quite a bit. It doesn't really add up if you're a diver and you kind of, it does. I agree that there are a lot of things that don't seem kosher on his explanation of what happened. However, his defense and what he has said, this is what happened. Could it have happened? Yes, it could have happened.
Well,
it's not beyond the realm of possibility. He said, she said. Well, no, I guess she
actually,
didn't say that.
He said, she died.
Ah!
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Said goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Maybe you're the only one I want.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees. In the island breeze. They say I can't, but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man. They say I can't, but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man.
That is the Scuba Cowboy from his latest Tromp Rock album that he's literally mastering today. And the good news is that if you come and join us at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, you might be able to see him play that song, as well as some of his other tunes from his Wet Dream CD and that kind of thing. But the Trop Rock CD is actually going to make its worldwide debut in New Jersey the 23rd, I believe, of March. Is that about right? Yeah, around there. End of March, we'll be up there at the Beneath the Sea show. Beneaththesea.org is the website to go to. And you can see Music Mayhem and Mermaids. Or Mermaids and Music and Music Mermaids and Mayhem. Yes. So it's that order.
The three M's.
Yeah. M and M. And we're going to be broadcasting.
M's there?
He might be.
Cool.
We're going to go up to New York City. We might bump into him at Shady 45 at the Sirius Satellite Radio Studio.
Nice.
So anyway, we're going to go up there, do our broadcast. It's the largest diving event in the Northeast for sure. If not, you know, pretty much from Chicago East.
This was bigger than a DEMA show?
Well, it's a consumer show. So this is a show where dive consumers go and learn
about. Wait, so DEMA was industry only?
Well, Dive Master and above, yeah.
So all that stuff that we gave out, that was all to people who were actually working the industry?
Yeah. But fear not, just like last week when we were in Chicago, or a couple weeks ago, we gave away a trip for two on our liveaboard trip in October.
Bill and I weren't there.
Bill was there in spirit, and you were here consoling his hurt feelings for not being able to go. and maybe that'll happen in a couple weeks when we're up in New Jersey.
Yeah, I got news for you. We're not sad when you go.
You're not sad?
No, it's pretty much a party.
No, I know you're sad. I'm up there hobnobbing with the dive industry celebs, all those Northeast divers. It's a good time.
There's dive industry celebs?
Well, there's a few. I mean, you know, you got your Neil Watsons, you got your Peter Hughes. And
your Walter DeMartinis.
Yes, and your Martinis. But yeah, it'll be a good time for sure.
Tony the Mermaid Puppet. I'm sorry, the Mermaid Puppet.
Yeah, actually, we're gonna at Beneath the Sea. I guess I should share this with the world. The two mermaids that are going to be on display.
Two mermaids.
Fresh meat for our New Jersey divers. Fresh meat.
I got your mermaids right here.
Right. And Lizzie and Tiffany are going to be
known
our mermaid
because they're a couple as Lizzany.
I know, but you know they will be celebrating their birthday.
Their birthday.
Their birthday. Both Lizzie and Tiffany will be celebrating
Lizzany.
Their birthday. Lizzany.
Are they twins?
They are not twins. They have
could
never,
they be twins?
They have never met. They could be one.
They
of the
have
same.
Never met. It could be kismet. Could happen.
Or twin met.
Twin met.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Nice Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. So it is their birthday. So it could be a very special weekend. Or maybe it's their birthday. I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
There you go.
But Lizzie and Tiffany will be celebrating birthdays up there at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. The Scuba Cowboy will be playing his music from his new Trop Rock album. And we have him on the line. Is that it? Is it the Scuba Cowboy right there? Yo, pup, what up?
All good things, my brother. All good things.
All right. So you, we just played one of your new tunes, Island Man.
Cool.
Nice vibe. Right. Nice feel.
Maybe you've heard it.
he's probably heard it about a million times because you're doing the final mixes this weekend, right?
Yes, exactly. I've heard it about a million and a half times.
Hey, Island Man, I hate that song now.
No, he doesn't. You never get old of your own stuff, do you?
That's a lie, isn't it, Pop?
No.
In the studio, you don't get tired of it.
No, he's like,
get tired of your own stuff, really. It's just too much fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hear the emotion in your voice. It's crazy stuff. But, yeah, you're looking forward to going to New Jersey, Beneath the Sea, to debut. Or you're going to have, like, fresh copies of this new CD to share with the world up there in New York, right?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it in the biggest, most extreme way. It'll be the second year out there, and can't wait to see all the New Yorkers and the New Jersey people all over again. All
right. And Lizzany, the mermaids, Lizzany.
Yeah, we're going to have Lizzie and Tiffany, who is Pump's daughter, by the way, Bill, so be careful. what you say next.
I thought it would be great for both of them to be there.
So he has dubbed them Lizzany. I don't know if Tiff or...
I think that's the attitude text there, Bill.
Yeah. Well, it might inspire a new song. Who knows? You think?
You never know.
The Ballad of Lizzany.
Song that I'm going to pull out just for you, Greg.
Yeah, what's that?
The new show. You haven't even heard it yet. I'm not even going to tell you.
No title, no nothing?
At the show.
Hey, what is
no title. You actually know the title already. You just don't know that you know the title. And
oh, God.
This is not on the Drop Rock album. This is on the new Scuba album.
Okay, all right. That scares me right there. All right, well, look, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to cover and more details on how you can win a trip for two to join us in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures for our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. That's all coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.